Fear not. I want to talk to you about godly fear and ungodly fear. In Genesis chapter 21, we see Hagar, the Egyptian, the bondwoman of Sarah and Abraham, being cast out of her household yet again. She is cast out into the wilderness where she expects to die. And in verse 17, the Bible says, "And God heard the voice of the lad. Then the angel of God called to Hagar out of heaven and said to her, 'What ails you, Hagar? Fear not, for God has heard the voice of the lad where he is.'" As we live our lives, trials and tribulations, perils and persecutions come our way. How do we react during such times? Do we act with fear, or do we walk in confidence hand in hand with the Lord? There is no doubt we live in a time that can cause great fear. In our story in Genesis 21, Hagar had very good reason to fear. She's ready to die in the wilderness. However, the angel of God spoke to her and said, "Fear not." I believe the Lord desires us to draw nearer to Him during all circumstances so that we do not need to be fearful. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." God does not desire us to be fearful, living our life defeated in fear, but rather living in security, strength, and confidence in Him. Let's look at some more scriptures relating to fear. In the book of Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6, as Moses is giving his final instructions to the children of Israel before they cross the Jordan River and go into the promised land, he says, "Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid of them, for the Lord your God, He is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you." This is a promise that we can rely on. The Lord will not leave us nor forsake us, regardless of the difficult times we face. In Yeshaya, Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." God is telling us to fear not, for He is with us. He's going to strengthen us. Philippians 4:13 says, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Jesus tells us in Luke chapter 12, verse 32, "Do not fear, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." When times are looking tough, when your circumstances appear impossible, refocus your gaze. It's the Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. Take your eyes off your circumstances, off of your problems, and redirect your attention to the kingdom where we're headed. This earth, this life, this place is only temporary for those who have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Jesus says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, "But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." He goes on to say in verse 34, "Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow." Our confidence is in and should be in our God. We need not worry, we need not fear, for the Lord is with us. There is, however, one type of fear that is good. That fear is reverential fear, the fear of God. In Matthew chapter 10, verse 28, Jesus says, "And do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear Him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Why should we fear God? Because the Bible makes it clear that there's coming a day of judgment for each and every one of us, and God will reward us according to the way we've lived our lives. If we fear God, we will want to walk in His righteousness. Let's say a prayer together. Repeat after me. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, I am tired of being fearful. I want to rest on Your promises found in Your word that say, "You will never leave me nor forsake me." Lord, I understand that You have not given us the spirit of fear. I ask You to please remove all ungodly fear from my life. Lord, I desire You to replace the ungodly fear with reverential fear. I ask all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.